You are listening to Breathe and Bounce.
Welcome to Breathe and Bounce, episode 43. Michael here with you. So happy you could be with me today. Man, I gotta tell you, 42 episodes we've done of this, and we're about to do 43. That is wild. I cannot believe it. Thank you for the support. Thank you for listening. Thank you for all the love, and I appreciate it. And today, we're not going to be so loving. Well, we are going to be loving, but it's going to be a little tough. So, you know, one of the things that I think people, and this, once again, I say this every show, but I feel like I have to say it because I don't want to come off as like the prophet or like the preacher or, you know, the guru, if you will. Everything I say on this show is as much for me as it is for you. So I'm kind of talking to myself while I'm talking to you. And that's the beauty of Breathe and Bounce, is because we all learn everything together. We all speak together. We all breathe together. It's very much like the world. You know, we're all in this wonderful planet. We have all these people walking around. Some of them are fully integrated into what kind of a role they play in the world. Others don't really care. But sometimes you're forced to care. And when you are forced to care, you have to start looking at things in a different way. And when I say that, it's basically you've been going through your life thinking that there's nothing wrong with you. You treat people great. You think you show kindness because you put a nickel in the March of Dimes jar at 7-Eleven. You know, just things like that. But then you go and you flick off someone that, you know, you didn't like how slow they were driving on the road. And, you know, then you might feel a little entitled, like you are at the gym and something's not going your way, so you have to interrupt an entire class to let them know. And things like that. And, you know, I think the thing that's beautiful about life is we always have chances to be better. And I will tell you, for me personally, I have come a long way from where I used to be. And where I used to be was garbage. I don't want to say garbage. I'm just being facetious. But no, I was not living my best life. That's for sure. And it was all before, you know, when I was in high school, and I got into a lot of fights growing up as a kid. I didn't listen to my parents. Part of that is because you know, one of my parents acted like I wasn't their son at all. They just pretty much would tell me that there was something wrong with me all the time. So I kind of rebelled against that. Found a girl, and then I treated her poorly, was really bad to her. I've been through a lot in my life, and I've had to just humble myself, because I think that is one of the biggest things you can do with your life is be humble. Because by being humble, that means you are surrendering yourself to the fact that you are not perfect, that you need work. And the thing that's beautiful about work is it's something that we need every day, and it's something we can do every day. You know, just getting the chance to learn more about yourself, more about what makes you tick, and maybe learning about some of that bad stuff that you don't believe that you have, maybe. Because it's very difficult to accept some of your faults and accept some of your shortcomings. But, you know, once you do accept it, and once you do, you know, stop putting labels on it, eventually it is what it is. And you either learn how not to do it anymore or do it less. And that's it. You know, but some people make it very difficult. Some people, we have this beautiful thing, and we all have it, and it is called ego. Ego is just a lovely little guy that lives in your head that basically tells you that you are right all the time, tells you you can't do this because you're going to look stupid. They tell you that they're going to, you know, it's just, he tells you lies. He just sits there and he tells you lies all day. And you start making up stories. And then you start believing the stories that you tell yourself. You know, it's we don't really dip down into our heart and find this kid that we were once upon a time. And that's important, because one of the things is when children are born, they don't know about the hard parts of the world. They don't know about all the ugly parts. They don't know about the bullying. They don't know about the racism. They don't know about the chauvinistic stuff that goes on out there. All that stuff. They don't know. All they know is they see another student, another kid, just like them, and they just want to play. And they just want to explore, and they want to, you know, go up and down the slide, maybe walk through the forest. Maybe they might want to walk through the field, see what they can find. They just have fun. Maybe playing some games, playing a little baseball, football, soft foosball. Well, you don't play foosball outside. But you know what I mean. I just think that we all have to learn, and we all have so much to learn in this life, because this is my belief. This is what I have learned, I would say, in the last year or so. Your brain can make you a fugitive. That's correct. Because when you're a fugitive, what does that mean, being a fugitive? It means that you're running away from whatever. Usually, in this case, in the whole Harrison Ford epic movie, you're running away from the law. And the thing that's interesting about that movie is that Harrison Ford didn't kill his wife, but everyone believed that he did, so they all wanted to arrest him. So what did he do? He ran away. Eventually, he looked for proof, and they found the real killer, and it was a happy ending, as there usually is in celluloid. And that's what the basic meaning of the fugitive is. But when you become a fugitive from yourself, your brain makes you be a fugitive from your heart. So you don't know how to drop back into your heart. You don't know how to drop back into that imagination that you can, you know, conjure up. You just become a fugitive from yourself. And the ways we become fugitives from ourselves is obviously we go to work all the time and we start forgetting about how we have to take care of ourselves. We coming to hard situations, whether they be small little arguments or major traumatic events. But we tend to run away from things a lot because we don't want to face them. It's much easier to run away. It's much easier to be a fugitive. And at the end of the day, the first thing we need to do, if we're going to grow, is stop being a fugitive. That is the first step to growth. Don't run away. Face up. Or you can keep being a fugitive and you can keep running. Your choice.
Die by hit.
Yeah. You have to clear your name, right? You have to clear your name because everyone's talking about you. At least that's what your head's telling you. They're saying you did the wrong thing, right? You know, we all do that. We all feel like we have to fight something. We always have to just really protect ourselves. From what, though, exactly? What are protecting ourselves from? The opinions of others? Does the opinion of others really matter? In the grand scheme of things, I don't know. I don't think so. I think that it's easy to get caught up in the opinions of others, the whole peer pressure aspect. You want to fit in. You want to, make people happy. You want people to like you. You want everyone to like you. You want everyone to think you're so great. You want everyone to say, hey, you know, for me, here's Michael. Look how great he is. He's so great. Well, does it matter? Because you never know if it's authentic or not. And if it is or isn't, who cares? Because at the end of the day, it only matters what you think, right? You guys want to jam out? You know what? I've always wanted an excuse to play this song because right around the 1.5 minute mark, if you turn up the speaker, your bass on your speaker, I promise you, will rattle. This is a good flow song, I think. I think you could use this for a Sun C, maybe. And the name of the song is It Doesn't Matter. So, check it out. Because it's going to make you move. Maybe you might want to write a flow, or maybe you just might want to dance. Maybe you just might want to move around. Maybe you want to bounce up and down in your seat. Because that's what you need to do right now. You got to get out of your head. And I think this song, it will get you out of your head. Trust me.
Man.
Did you all move around a little bit? Did you break them off some? Yeah. You know what? There's a TikTok floating out there around. There's a TikTok floating around out there of me jamming out to the Chemical Brothers. Doesn't matter. I love that song. I just love the boom, boom. Okay. Anyway, back to point. We got loosened up. We got out of our heads. We goofed around. And that's you know, that's great. So we did some goofing around. Now, what are we going to do next? Well, I think we have to learn. We have to learn from our mistakes. We have to learn from the times that we did not take chances when we should have. They say that the time that you're on a cliff and when your brain tells you you shouldn't jump is the exact time you should jump. That may not have been the right thing that I heard, but in other words, there is no cliff. Just the time that you should jump, when your brain says you shouldn't jump, is the time you should. And I just think, you know, we all can be better. We all can do better. All of us. Each and every single one of us. None of us are perfect. None of us. I know some people out there think they are. They're narcissists. But really, the average, normal, everyday person, you know in your gut, you know in your head that you can do better. Oh, yes, you do. I know I can do better. You know it. Your wife probably knows it. Your husband probably knows it. Your kids know it. Your parents know it, even though your parents will be the last ones to tell you. Let me tell you something, man. Parents, again, a parent who admit that they made a mistake, that usually happens when they turn 60 or 70. That's what happened with me, at least, with my dad. He waited till he was 70 to tell me that he screwed up everything. Thanks, Dad. Anyway. But no, we all can be better. And you know, if you are a parent, it's a beautiful time for you to work on it because you can show your kids, hey, we're not perfect. We make mistakes too. And you can learn from us trying to rebuild after our mistakes. That's what it's all about. It's all about becoming a student of the game. And it is the game of life. No, not the game with the cool, spinny thing that has multicolors. No, it is an actual game of life. Because that's what life is. Life is a game. And, you know, if I had enough time, I would probably put Motorhead, It's Time to Play the Game, you know, Triple H's entrance music from WWE right here. I would have totally, that would have been a great time. So I wish I said this later, but that's okay because I said it now. So it's time to play the game. And you have to win. You play to win the game. Isn't that what Herm Edwards said? Unfortunately, he's a coach of the Jets. But, you know. Not that I'm a Jets fan or anything, but anyway.
You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game. You don't play to just play it. That's the great thing about sports. You play to win. And I don't care if you don't have any wins. You go play to win. When you start telling me it doesn't matter, then retire. Get out. Because it matters.
Okay, maybe not so much in sports, but what he is saying is absolutely true. You play to win the game. Right? You want to win. You don't want to lose. I mean, you're going to lose. We don't win every time. But we'd like to have the tools where we can possibly win. And it's kind of like he said, if you don't win every time, it's okay. You'll win some of the time. So we're going to talk about how do we learn how to win here in just a minute. But first, let me remind you on May 19th at the Bartlett Log Cabin, Experience One, The Arrival, my first ever retreat for Breathe and Bounce. I will be there teaching yoga. Andre Perazzo will be there with the sound bath, and we're going to do some journaling and some deep diving into ourselves before we even get there. We'll have a little vegan snack as well. So if you want more information on that, along with everything else, www.breatheandbounce.com. We'll be back in just a moment.
Today is a great day to begin again. This is Breathe and Bounce.
It's time to play the game. Time to play the game! It's all about the game, and how you play it. All about control, and if you can take it. All about your debt, and if you can pay it. It's all about pain, and who's gonna make it? I am the game, you don't wanna play me. I am control, no way you can shake me. I am heavy debt, no way you can pay me. I am the pain, and I know you can't take me. Look over your shoulder, ready to run like a Cleveland bitch from a smoking gun. I am the game, and I make the rules. So move on out, you can die like a fool. Try to figure out what my mood's gonna be. Come on over, circle, why don't you ask me? Don't you forget there's a price you can pay. Cause I am the game and I want to play. Gonna make it. I am the game. You don't wanna play me. I am the
control.
There's no way you can shake me.
I am your daddy, and no, you can't pay me.
I am your pain,
and I know you can't take me.
Play the game, you're gonna be the slave. You're gonna change your name, you're gonna die in flames. Time to play the game.
Yes, I did. I did. You know, I wasn't going to do it, but I decided to do it just because it's such a cool song. And Triple H was one of my favorite wrestlers. Yes, I watch WWE from time to time. I don't care if I'm a yogi. I watch wrestling from time to time. Bleh. I'm unapologetically me, and I don't care anymore what people think. So that's what... It took me a long time to learn is be me. I will be me. I will do me. And if you don't like it, I would say some things to you inappropriate, but I'm not going to because this is a nice little show where we try to be positive. So there we go. Okay. I don't know. I'm in rare form today. What can I say? Time to play the game. We were talking about it. The game of life. How do you play the game of life? Well, it's easy. You just play and you try to win as much as you can. And when I say win, it doesn't mean you try to take money from people and get a big house, get that Porsche, that 911. Just have a song with Jay-Z when he talks about the 911. I think he's referring to a Porsche 911. That's not what it's about, man. It's about just finding your happy place. Finding that spot where you just feel great. And yes, you are going to struggle. There will be struggles from time to time. Believe me. This isn't just, you know, fun stuff. It's work. You got to work at it. You got to work at finding a place where you don't care what people think of you. You have to work at a place where you feel that you don't have to be judgmental of other people. People got their own thing just like you. And yeah, people are going to do stupid things. They're going to tick you off. But you don't let it affect your day. You don't let it ruin your day. You know, for a while there, and I haven't found anything yet. I put on TikTok and I had this thing called things that irritate me or things that tick me off but won't ruin my day or something along those lines. I don't remember what I called it. I only got to two. I haven't found anything. So I guess that's a good thing that things aren't irritating me. Although there was something in the yoga class today that really irritated me and ticked me off. I'm not going to talk about it right now, but for more info, please email me. But anyway, it's all about finding that fun spot. It's all about finding that sweet spot, right? You want to just enjoy. You want to enjoy things and you don't want to hurt people. Ahimsa. It's one of the eight limbs of yoga. Ahimsa. What does ahimsa mean? Non-harming. Practice ahimsa and have fun. That would be a great bumper sticker. Practice ahimsa and have fun. Because, you know, it's not in anyone's benefit to one-up people. It's not. Because, okay, you know, just think about it this way. When we talk about one-ups, think about Mario. See, here's the thing. Yeah, you get the one-up mushroom. What happens if you die? You lose it. It's like temporary, right? Because, you know, unless you're like a super gamer, like my kid is, You're gonna eventually bump into a Goomba or a Koopa or a hammer brother who's gonna hit you with the hammer. And then that one up's gone. So why go after the one up? Just go go straight ahead. Play the game. The game is fun. Life can be so much fun. You can walk around, you know, yoga. We talk about yoga on the show all the time, right? That's kind of one of the foundations of the show is yoga. Yoga is awesome. Okay, I'm sorry. If you are not doing yoga, you should try it. Because yoga is for everybody. Anybody and everybody can do yoga. And you know, I know, you see those magazines where you see the person like putting their ankle behind their knee and they're standing straight up. Let me tell you something about me, okay? I can't even hit half of my yoga poses to a beautiful spot. My hips are so tight. I swear to God, you could squeeze them and diamonds would just pop out of my belly button. You know, honestly. But you learn how to move with your body and you learn how to find the flow. You learn how to maybe enjoy the pose. You stick the pose and you stay there. Or maybe you're like me and you just want to go from one to the next and just kind of, you know, you got the your inhale, your arms up, go above your head, look between your hands. And then exhale, shoot your hands back to Thunderbolt. I mean, whatever. You know, it's something everyone can enjoy. But if that's not your thing, fine. There's lots of other things. I mean, there's Netflix. I think Netflix is part of the reason why people are unhappy. I'm not going to lie to you. it's fine. Once in a while, it's fine. Especially when you're chilling. All right, like I said, I'm in rare form today. The thing is, if you're going to play the game, you have to learn how to be a student of the game. You need to have the humbleness to learn ways to grow, to learn ways to better yourself. And you know what? You don't need people to tell you that you need to better yourself. You need to know that you need to better yourself. You need to look in the mirror. And if you see something you don't like, the most beautiful thing is you can fix it. You can work at it. It may not happen overnight, but it can happen within time. If you give it the intention and if you give it the love and you give it the consistency, eventually you'll get there. You know, and there's things. There have been things that I have done that I have been very good at, and there are things I still need some help with. I mean, I still overthink. I still overthink. Someone doesn't answer a text of mine. I'm overthinking. I think they don't like me. That's something I need to work on. You know, when someone says something critical of me, my first instinct is to jump down their throat. I'm getting better with that. So, you know, that's it. That's just how life is. You live and you learn. And it becomes an enjoyable process if you'll let it.
Swallow it down, check.
If you stop learning in this life, you stop living. I don't know if there's truth to that, but I think it is true. Because I think when we lose that passion to learn how to better ourselves, when we learn that passion just to learn anything in general, I think at that point it's like everything kind of falls down, right? You know, one time I was told when I was a kid, if you stop dreaming, you stop living. And I think that's true too. So you need to learn, you need to dream. I mean, I think those are just two important things. I love to learn things. I love to learn new things. Some things I don't like that I learned them, but it's always good to learn. And there's always lessons. And there's always a blessing in a lesson. It's true. The blessing in a lesson means you may not do it again. Or the blessing in a lesson is you might try to do it a different way. The thing is, being a student of the game means having the humbleness and the feeling that you can always learn more and you can always do better. And not taking criticism too hard and just trying to figure out a way. At the end of the day, you know, it's just all about learning how to walk. Once you learn how to walk, then you learn how to run. And then once you learn how to run, then you learn how to fly. Yeah. And when you fly, you may not have wings, but trust me, you can fly. You'll find a way. Believe that.
I dream on the throne.
So what exactly does learning to fly mean? I think learning to fly means living your best life. Just finding a way to do things that you enjoy. And yeah, we may not be fortunate to have the dream job. We may not have the dream house. But we can make the best of what we have, and we can always aim higher. We can always shoot for the stars higher. Sometimes we learn things about ourselves that we may not have known. For instance, I don't play well with others in a corporate environment. So I went into business for myself, and I started working and became self-employed. That way I don't have to run anything up the invisible flagpole to the next boss. That was one of the things I truly despised about the corporate world. There were a few others. HR. Trying to have a conversation with someone in HR. Holy crap. But the HR people always liked me because I understood their game and I understood what they were trying to do. And that's what you do. You just make the best of it. And, you know, I actually had great relationships with some of the people in the HR departments where I worked at because I learned how to play the game. And that's what it's about. You just try to find the best way that you can live this life. It's not about playing anyone. It's not about playing games. It's just a saying. Student of the game, play the game. Because people are going to be saying, oh, Michael from Breathe and Bounce said it's good to play games with people. And that's not what I said. But, hey, you can say whatever you want because all you got to do is just, you know, push the play button and you'll hear what was said. This stays online forever, right? I can also email you a copy if you really need it. But, yeah, I think we just have to learn how to fly and play the game. And those are the secrets of life, maybe, because there might be more that I haven't really hit. I mean, for some people, it's true love. They never find their true love. They settle. But we'll talk about the settling on a future show. We're not going to talk about that today. But we are going to talk about it because I think that's important, too. I think one thing I've learned in my life here is settling is it's not a good way to live. Just settling for whatever you get. Yeah, I know we're raised as kids to say you get what you get and you don't get upset. Yeah, I think they had that one wrong, unfortunately. Well, what I'd like to do real quick is I'd like to do a nice little meditation here. And I found a nice frequency here that's going to tickle your heart chakra and your throat chakra, which is, I think, two of the most important ones because you need to live with your heart and you need to have your voice. And that throat chakra allows you to speak. It gives you that courage to speak. And that heart chakra gives you that courage to love. So if you can unclog those two, I think you're in business. So let's all sit down and let's close our eyes and take a moment. Take a moment to just breathe, to feel our breath. Maybe you can put your hands on your side, close your eyes. Maybe you can lay down. Just feel your breath go from an inhale. Feel the air get sucked up into your nostrils and then let out a deep sigh. Just let it all out. And then concentrate on finding that breath. Take a nice breath in and then let it out through your nostrils. Seal your lips. You can activate that Ujjayi Pranayama if you want. Or you can just breathe it naturally, however you want to do it. And this is your meditation. Make it yours. Breathe however you'd like. But just notice what you're doing and notice how you're feeling now. And just observe. Learn. When you're ready, you can go ahead and open your eyes. Maybe shake your fingers up a little bit to come back. Come back here to the real world. I think I'm going to start posting some chakra frequencies on the website. So that way, if you want to meditate or something, you can just go right to the website and just pick something out. I'm going to probably do something like that. So be on the lookout for that on Breathe and Bounce. I'll try to do it sometime this week. And I know I didn't write the Gratitude Chronicles last week, but I'm going to this week. So thank you so much for listening. Once again, the retreat is coming up. Experience One, the arrival on May 19th at 12 p.m. You can go to the website to get more details. I'd like to once again really thank you for listening and for all the comments I've gotten for the show. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. It does mean a lot to me. So we end our show today just as a simple reminder. May you be happy. May you be well. May you be peaceful. Breath take you places that your mind cannot. Have yourself a wonderful week. Namaste.